Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Good day to you and welcome. The Bill Michaels Show is on the air. We are glad to have you. Thanks, as always, for taking a listen to us. We certainly appreciate it. This portion of the program being brought to you by good friends of Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Bring him in now, my partner for the Green and Gold Post Game Show, also part of the Big Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan, former Packer and Badger running back Gary Ellerson joining us. G, how you been, buddy?
Good, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing good. We're all just kind of hunkered down in our own locations and taking it easy and such. So not bad. First and foremost, I got to ask you, now this whole fan tournament, that Fandemonium tournament that begins tonight, you tell me, you've been around a long time on the fan locally in Milwaukee. You tell me who you think some of the more popular people are.
Well, I mean, probably Mike Wickett.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to go vote, I mean, he had quite a following. Some guys behind the scene, BVS, Brian Van Sork, a guy that was behind the scene that did a lot for us as far as setting up our equipment, getting us out on remotes, crowd management. I mean, that's back then, Bill, where we had a lot of money, and we would send guys out on remote with us, and we had crowd control, and, you know, of course.
Right.
Over a period of time, all those guys, you know, we kept back. And so he'll be a good popular choice among a lot of those people. So maybe like an unsung hero, so to speak, or maybe like a long shot. We've had a lot of guys over a period of years. You know, Josh Vernier, who was on the Big Show from the beginning. Ryan McGuire, who was our old program director that came in from Michigan that brought in Josh Vernier and that brought in Mike Wickett. And so those are some of the names that have come here that kind of helped this station get started some 15 years ago. And of course, we can't forget, you know, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, a guy that really called me one day out of the blue and says, "Hey, you want to do a post-game show with me?" I go, "Where?" He goes, "There's this new radio station in town, 1250 WSSP. Come on over." I go, "Yeah, I can do that. You going to pay me?" He goes, "Yeah, we'll pay you." I said, "Well, I'm in." And the rest is history.
So the Fandemonium is unveiled tonight. 5 o'clock, right? 5 o'clock tonight?
Yeah.
5 o'clock tonight. They're going to unveil the brackets for the personalities on the Fan over the years. And I've been with the Fan as my flagship station now for 10 years. I can't believe it, but it is.
I know. So, been along.
I know. I can't believe it's been. You and I have been doing the postgame show now for a decade. That's just
years.
Amazing. Yep. So, it's going to be unveiled tonight, and I'm sure that's going to be a lot of talk in the Milwaukee area. And for those that have listened on whatever app it is for a long, long time around the state, and Packers fans everywhere, you can chime in on all of that, and they'll let you know. And Gary and the Big Show and everybody this afternoon, they unveil that. Give me your thoughts as the news broke that they have picked up Devin Funchess as a wide receiver for the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, and we were talking a little bit about that yesterday before, you know, it even happened about, you know, what would you like to see the Packers do here in free agency, you know, with this at the end of it here. And I thought they'd pick up one receiver. Now, I thought the Anderson kid probably had a chance, but when I saw that contract that he signed with Carolina go there, there was no way that Goody was going to give that kind of money up. So I think he falls in line with the kind of money and the kind of deal that they want to do. I think it falls in line with the 1 year, a veteran guy that's been around, that kind of knows the system. I thought a long time ago, Bill, coming out of Michigan, I thought he would have been a perfect fit for Aaron Rodgers and his offense with Mike McCarthy, because he was a guy, you know, remember he was a tight end at Michigan, but he had that, He had that versatility where you probably could move him around a lot. And I think that's what you saw out of his career. By no means is he Devontae Adams or, you know, no one like that. But I think he helps fill a void if you're not going to bring back Kumaro, if you're not going to bring back Geronimo Allison. I think it gives him some sort of flexibility.
I like the fact that they've got a veteran. You know, the question then becomes, and we had Mick Mixon on, the voice of the Panthers earlier, saying that, you know, he said, look, Aaron Rodgers will be throwing him the football. Probably yes. The best quarterback he's ever played with. Now, certainly the most dynamic has been Cam Newton, but if Aaron Rodgers is throwing a football and trusting him, this is a guy that he says can go up and get it. So you tell me, how quick do you think that relationship becomes solid enough to where he can be the offset to Devontae Adams?
I'm just going to be honest with you. You look at the Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers. I just haven't seen a guy that they brought off the street as a receiver that they loved or that they liked or that just got into the offense with Rodgers. It just hadn't happened. I mean, Jared Cook maybe a little bit, but that was kind of weird. I mean, you just go back and look at some of the receivers that they've tried to bring in, and it just never worked. Jimmy Graham just never really worked. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think the jury's out. And then if you look around the league, and this is probably getting off topic a little bit, but if you look around the league, we draft three rookie receivers. And then I saw like four or five rookie receivers last year had like outstanding years. We had three of them a couple years ago, and neither one of these guys panned out to be. I just don't know. I mean, I think you just never know with this offense. You never know with Rodgers. You know, you don't know who he likes or who's not in the right spot where they're supposed to be or whether he likes them or not. I still think all that stuff plays in it. I don't know. What I do know is Funchess is not what he was, you know, when he first came into the league. So I think that's going to have some play in it as well.
Then I wanted to ask you about the Packers, because we're sitting here discussing who's going to be the next one that could possibly step up, whether it's Marquez Valdes-Scantling, Geronimo Allison, Equanimeous St. Brown, who didn't play last year. I mean, you're looking for a rookie to come in and solidify that spot, but you're also – one of those guys has to get better.
Well, I think your hopes are that St. Brown, because you hadn't seen him, may have the most upside. I mean, MVS – we saw him in the first game, Bill. You and I, we were up in Chicago, and he catched that pass. We go, oh, my God, okay, this is it. Now, we saw what he did at the end of the year before. We thought, okay, yeah, this guy's going to be pretty good. And then just had a horrible year for the Packers. So, but I think you sure bet maybe you put some money on St. Brown and hope that he'd be the guy that they can get something out of, that he can be a go-to guy. Now, he was pretty good at Notre Dame. He could catch all kinds of passes, a lot like Funchess. I mean, he's a guy that you can throw it up to. He could go get it. He's got nice speed. He's got size. He was about 6'5". So I think that would be one of the guys for me that you look out and say, you know, what is his ceiling on this guy? And I think his ceiling should be pretty high.
Now, the question a lot of Packers fans are asking is Clay Matthews. The only way Clay comes back is if he takes almost a veteran's minimum and he's playing middle, because he's not going to unseat Zadarius or Preston. I mean, he would be a good backup, but the only way he comes back is if he goes in the middle with Kirksey.
Well, he could be a rotational guy for you. I mean, I'd love to have him back. Just in a middle reason, I'd love for that guy to finish his career right here in Green Bay, right where it started. Now, he could be your fourth outside backer, because he's going to have to play behind Rashard Gary, so yeah, he'll be your third, so you have to play behind him. And then you're right, he can give you something that inside backer. I mean, he probably could be a starter day one for you beside Kirksey if that's what they want to do, or if that's what he wants to do. At this point, I don't think Clay Matthews is really in a position to say, I'm only going to come to Green Bay if I play outside backer. I think he knows that those three spots are already taken. So if he comes here, he knows he'll be the fourth rotational guy. and probably have a chance to start at inside back. I think he realized that. And listen, Bill, the game has changed today. Inside backers are not what they used to be. You don't have a lot of guys that they like to run the football with up the middle. It's more of a spread you out passing game. I think that fits Clay Matthews' style.
By the way, Ndamukong Suh has now agreed to a one-year deal with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Mm-hmm. He wanted to go play with Tom Brady. That breaking news on the Bill Michael Sports Talk Network, powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by 5-Hour Energy Shots and two great tropical flavors now. But Ndamukong Suh not going to be coming to Green Bay anytime soon. He agrees to a one-year deal with the Buccaneers. I don't know what the amount is. I don't have those details, but he is going to Tampa Bay. Is Tampa Bay now a contender in the NFC?
Yeah, I mean, along with Green Bay, along with the 49ers, along with the New Orleans Saints. I mean, they're in a tough division. I mean, they've got to figure out how to get out of the NFC South. I mean, that's no cakewalk. You know, listen, Tom Brady's been playing, what has he been playing, up in the AFC East over there? Mm-hmm. Who is he playing at? I mean, there's nobody. Buffalo, maybe? I mean, so now he's coming over to the NFC where it's stacked, and he's going to find that out. Now, he's got to play Rodgers this year. He's got to go play Drew Brees. I mean, that is a tough division that he's in over there.
Talking with Gary Ellison, former Packer and Badger running back, co-host of The Big Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan in Milwaukee. Let's do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. More with GE. Gary Ellison coming up next in The Bill Michaels Show.
You're listening to The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back to the program. Glad to have you. Bill Michaels Show is on the air. We are enjoying the day. Hopefully you are as well. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over there at Quick Trip, reminding you to stop in and you use your Quick Rewards card. There's a few key purchases you can make, but they're giving away a Chevy 2020 Trax here at the end of the week. So stop in and check out our friends from Quick Trip. We certainly appreciate them being a part of the program. Gary Ellison, the former Packer and Badger running back, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. So, GE, we were talking a little bit about the Packers, a little bit about Tampa Bay, but give me your thoughts on the rest of the division. Nick Foles going to Chicago, first and foremost.
Well, I mean, I don't know how that's going to work out. I mean, they could have a problem there. Depends on how they work it. I mean, like, here's the deal. If Nick Foles can be the starting quarterback in out of training camp, I think you'll be fine. But if he doesn't win a job coming out of training camp, and then Mitch Trubisky is your guy, and then all of a sudden they lose three or four games, they pull the plug, now it's going to be Nick Foles. I think you're asking for trouble. I mean, you just don't want a quarterback controversy going into the season. So they set themselves up for one. So they've got to set themselves on who is going to be the starting quarterback, I believe, coming out of training camp. And I think they want it to be Nick Foles. I mean, they gave him a lot of money. They gave a draft pick, so if that's the guy, then he should be got. Otherwise, they risk of losing their locker room.
Which I would completely agree with you. Another guy that has had to kind of pull apart his defense and obviously their offense and losing Stephon Diggs is Zimmer over in Minnesota. I think Minnesota, I mean, if you look at Vegas, they believe Minnesota is still the second-best team in the division, but not by much. They still feel the Packers are the leading team in the division, but not by much.
Sure.
But how bad or how much, we'll say, less threatening are the Minnesota Vikings at this point?
Well, they lost. You talked about it. They lost Diggs on the offense. They lost Griffin. They lost Xavier Rose. I mean, they lost, I think, defensively. That's how they want to win it with Zimmer. They lost some good key players defensively. Now, let's see if they can come back and rebound. They extended Cousin on a deal. So the quarterback, they gave him a little bit more money, gave him some more years on his contract. They want to run the football with Dalvin Cook. I think they'll be okay, but, I mean, they're not world beaters. And I think this may be the last go-round for Zimmer. They went and got Cousins because they thought that he was going to push him over the top and get him into the Super Bowl. What we know is that he cannot carry a team. So their offensive line is going to be key. Dalvin Cook is going to be key, and whether he can stay healthy for 16 games.
Going back to the Packers, and we've obviously, you know, read a lot and you know, about what they're doing, but you and I have not really talked about Kirksey, Wagner. My question has always been, is after the deals, is the team better or worse?
Well, I mean, I like Ricky Wagner, former Badger. I mean, of course, you know I like Badgers, but he's different than Bulaga. I think Bulaga, when right, is probably one of the best right tackles in the game today. When he's right, when he's not hurt, right? But I think Ricky Wagner is probably a better run blocker than Bulaga. But I think if you look at his overall talent, they lost something there. Bulaga is a better overall talent. Most certainly they stepped down. We'll see what they do in the draft. Maybe they take a guy early. The jury's still out. If you look at Kirksey, I think there's a guy who's been hurt a lot. But I watched some film on Kirksey, Bill, and he can get to the football. He can run. He's an athlete. He's a tackling machine. But can he stay healthy? I mean, I think that's what you're looking at with him. Here's a guy, I think, who was about 25, 26 years old, relatively young, but has been hurt a lot during his career. So coming to Green Bay, can he stay healthy? Good. Both of these guys are good character guys. You know Brian Gutekunst wants this. They're good character guys. They're good locker room guys. They're good leaders. So that's a plus on that side.
The NFL has now told all teams to close their facilities, not allow players in. And now they are saying that the subcommittee of coaches and general managers want to push the NFL draft back. How much do you think, because my question is, if the Packers are relying on rookies to come in and be impactful, how can a rookie come in and be impactful when they're really not allowed around the facility, other than getting maybe the iPad where they can give it to you and say, okay, go home and study all of this. How much does not being able to be around the guys, Gary, set rookies back?
Well, I think it sets them back a ton. I mean, they need work, they need practice, they need getting a playbook. But here's what has to happen. I go back, I liken this back when we had the strike year, Bill, when I was in the NFL. The leaders, if these guys get drafted, they can get practices together. Now, I don't know about the corona, where we are. Are we not allowed? I don't know any of that yet. But after the draft, if they're still out, can these guys form together and get some practice and get some time working with these guys? If not, yeah, it's going to be tough for these guys to come in and try to play right away. We don't even know when the season's going to start, so we don't know anything like that. So I guess we just have to kind of play it by ear. But you would suspect that, yeah, it's going to be tough. It'll be easier for defensive guys. Now, so what's the kid from Ohio State? Chase
Young.
Yeah, you Chase just Young. Plug and play him. You just, hey, go get him. I mean, there's no coaching there. But for a lot of these skill position guys, I would say your offensive linemen, right, your receivers, your quarterbacks, even your cornerbacks, unless you're playing cover one, which is man, it'll be tougher than to pick up the concepts.
How much of a detriment is this? Because we always hear Aaron Rodgers talk about trust. If he can't work out with these guys – you know, I mean, we always talk about building trust in practice, but, you know, I mean, I look at it this way. This is an offense that's reliant upon its quarterback to understand and trust the guys and vice versa that he's working with. And that's all we heard about. That we didn't need preseason. We're going to learn it all and all that kind of stuff. And then it turned out that it just nothing never materialized. And whether it was Aaron Rodgers or somebody else, I don't know. But what can you expect? You know what I mean?
I don't know. I think when you look at Rodgers, there is this whole trust thing, right? I mean, he talks about it, everybody talks about it all the time. I don't know how they make sense of that. I don't know how they work that. But for a lot of teams, all 32 teams are going to be behind the same eight ball here. They are going to be coming in with younger guys not knowing, or free agents not knowing the system. So I think everybody will be starting from the same, you know, the same platform, so to speak. So I think when you look at the Green Bay Packers and what they're doing right now, I still think, you know, they're probably the third, maybe fourth best team in the NFC. So, but I think when you look at, let's just say, if you finish it off, I think I still like what the 49ers have done. I still may have the Saints in front of the Packers, and then the Packers to me are probably third best team in the NFC this year.
It was interesting because Vegas says 9.5 wins, and I want to take the over.
For the Packers?
For the Packers coming into the season, which then it's 9 wins for the Vikings. I think it's 8 wins for the Bears, and then 6.5 wins for the Lions. But when I said 9.5, I thought, oh, that's kind of low for a team that won 13. But then again, I think they were completely healthy for the most part. Yeah. They had basically the magic touch in career years out of Preston and Zadarius Smith. Mm-hmm. You had a first-year head coach where everything seemed to flow. Aaron Jones was healthy for an entire season.
Right.
It seemed like everything that needed to happen happened. And you know as well as I do, that very rarely repeats itself in the NFL.
Right. And they took advantage of it.
Maybe that's the reason why Vegas is like, you know what, only 9.5 wins out of this team when you look at the overall talent.
Yeah. Well, Vegas is right. I mean, I would say the over. I mean, I think they can win at least 11 games with the team that they have right now. I mean, look around the league, Bill. I mean, all of a sudden just feel like there's a lot of parity right now in the league. You saw what San Francisco did, but Garoppolo didn't throw the football for an hour and a half.
Right.
So you look at the teams that are out there right now. There's no teams out there that are world beaters. So I think the Packers are going to be contending again this year.
Always good, my friend. We will go ahead and cut you loose, but we'll be listening this afternoon as you're going to unveil the final 64 that have made the cut, and then the tournament gets underway for Fandemonium with our flagship station out of Milwaukee that you're on, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Should be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun, Bill. You should stay tuned, listen, see where you fall in on this.
Oh, I will. I will, buddy. You know, I'll be listening. We'll see.
Are
you think you're number one seed?
Probably not. I mean, I ruffle a lot of feathers, you know what I mean? You know, because I tell it like it is. And when you tell it like it is, you don't normally get to be a number one seed.
There you go. Always good, my friend. Yeah. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, buddy. All right.
See ya. There you go. That's Gary Ellerson, the former Packer and Badger running back, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they begin to get done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. Once everybody gets back out and running again, don't forget about local. Our friends at Great Lakes Dragway, they still have the 2020 season passes up and running. I'm sure right now you're spending a lot of time at home. Maybe you're working on your ride in your garage, whatever you're going to run down the quarter-mile track. There's a lot of good stuff out there and a lot of good mechanics out there and a lot of people that want to run it this year. Go to GreatLakesDragway.com. That is GreatLakesDragway.com, and continue to shop local. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up right after this.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Peace up, A-Town. Yeah. Let's go.
Welcome back to the program, the Bill Michaels Show on the air. We certainly appreciate you hanging out with us, as always. Thanks so much. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. You want to chime in, go ahead and do so. Certainly appreciate it. A lot of people chiming in over on the Facebook fan page, but a lot of the different stuff that we've had a chance to discuss here. About a lot of the different stuff. But the Funches stuff, obviously, he is something that's drawing a lot of interest. And in addition to that, we were talking about golf being basically outlawed in the state for right now. They're closing down the golf courses regarding the coronavirus and the stay-home order, the safe-at-home order, I guess is the best way to put it. But when it comes to Funches coming into the Green Bay Packers organization, there's a lot of reaction on this. Dan says it's a good deal for a proven veteran who's an upgrade over all the receivers except Devontae Adams. Willie says, I don't know what they gave him for a salary, but tremendous athlete, not great hands. So if they got him for a cheap price, I guess it was a great move. This one's from Brendan, who says, I thought he would have been a good replacement for Finley out of the draft. Glad to see him coming in. This was from Mark in the Wendy's email inbox. It says, if they use him as a tight end, it is a huge move up because at that point they can then move guys around, and Matt LaFleur likes a lot of motion. He works well in motion also. Meanwhile, Jeremy says, let's hear from everybody, but I think it's a good deal. Adam says, yes, to answer the question, I'm going to shout this out to the rooftops. We have a number two wide receiver on the roster. His name is Alan Lazard, not Funches. He has all the tools, very small sample size. But the go-ahead TD week 17 against Detroit with a pre-snap nuance between him and Aaron Rodgers, that's what it's all about. As far as Devin Funches go, big body guy who can be a number three or a number four option to Aaron Jones, depending on the game and the scheme, but can help move the chains with the big frame that he has, can still go up and get a ball. Tough to see him go down last year, but could he also be a great back shoulder catch guy or the jump ball capability? So a lot of reaction coming in as Devin Funches is going to be signing, with the Green Bay Packers. Packers picking him up in free agency, making that announcement last night, or at least to that coming out last night. So your thoughts and your reaction to the Packers getting Devin Funches. They welcomed him to the Colts last year. He ended up going down with a broken collarbone, missed the season, only had a couple of games, didn't have a whole lot of a sample size for the Colts. But this one's from Brad, who says, for all the people that said Aaron Rodgers can throw you open, now let's see if he really can. He's got a guy that's a veteran wide receiver slash tight end in the fold. I can see what Matt LaFleur is going to use him as right now, a guy over the middle to break things open and allow Devontae Adams time down the sideline. Devontae's going to have a good threat downfield because of a guy like Funches who's going to draw attention from safeties to make sure that they don't double team, Devontae. Now, if you're running them from the same side, you can drag a guy. If you're putting him in motion, you can drag a guy. You can see where coverage is. And I do agree with that. But, and again, if you want to chime in on this, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. But if you're going to run Funches on one side and Devontae on the other, I don't think until Funches becomes a guy that is a very reliable go-to wide receiver, I don't think he begins to dictate safety coverage or bring that coverage to the middle of the field for center fielder, so to speak, to take it away from Devontae Adams. You would have to run them out of the same side set and then drag Funches across the middle or something to that effect. And if he begins to move the chains consistently, then you're going to make them, and this is where Matt LaFleur would become very innovative in the offense, you would make corners and or safeties decide what they're going to do or who they're going to cover if indeed they're coming off of the same side. So anyway, that's just my thoughts. But if you're just going to stick Funches out on the opposite side, then you're going to have to put Lazard across the middle or Equanimeous St. Brown across the middle. And this would also dictate that you don't get anything more from either Marquez Valdes-Scantling or Geronimo Allison. Both of those guys, you would hope that at least one really takes a step forward in their knowledge of the offense and what it is they're expected. Dean sends us a note over on Facebook. He said, I think if he has a better quarterback, he's going to catch more passes. Don't count Funches out just yet. Aaron Rodgers can get him the ball. Kevin says, great signing. He's number two here, not the number one like he was in Carolina. 25, 26 yards, 25, 26 years old, 6'4", probably minimal money on a very incentive-based contract. That would be a great job by Gutekunst. Now, we have not seen the details, by the way. I don't know what the money is, but I would assume you're right. I mean, because he did not have a huge sample size in Indianapolis. He was playing on a one-year deal. So I would assume it's going to be very similar here in Green Bay, and it's also going to be very incentive-based. Joe says, nope, hate the signing. Chad says, low-risk pickup, time will tell, but at least a veteran guy who I feel is an upgrade over most from last year. Tom says, it's worth a shot. He was pretty good in Carolina before he ended up hurting his knee. The other question from Jason said, with the knee injury, has he lost his leaping ability? He hasn't had, from what I gather. Now, I was reading some stuff during the breaks today out of Indianapolis. Still has his legs under him. And remember, he got hurt early last year, and it was the collarbone. It wasn't anything leg-related. So coming off of injuries, he's had a lot of time to heal up. And he basically gained a year of lack of abuse to his legs. So he should be really fresh when indeed, if at all, they end up coming to camp at some point here relatively soon. He should be pretty good when he comes to camp. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Give us a shot. Want to hear from you. Devin Funchess coming into the Green Bay Packers organization. Do you like it or not? James says, no, he was supposed to be a question mark. Nice, serviceable wide receiver. He's going to get maybe 30 to 40 catches. Depending on what they pay him, it's not going to be a great upgrade. Alex says the opposite. He said, look, it can't be a downgrade from last season. The two guys we were relying on didn't do much. He's got to at least have veteran knowledge and be in the right place at the right time. Then let Alan Lazard emerge and whoever they draft. Nate says, big name, big signing, but is he even going to catch the ball? His hands are like stone. Dave said, hey, it's better than nothing. You needed something. Randy says, more weapons for 12. Derek says, it depends on the money. Chris says, I like the deal. No money on the deals yet, so I can't give an opinion, says Jamie. Big target, but the guy has dropped a lot of balls in his history. That's from Dennis. And they also say that depending on the drop balls, look who was throwing to him before, because Cam Newton wasn't the most accurate of passers. So we'll see. We'll see what happens as Devin Funchess looks to be coming into the Green Bay Packers organization. Jeremy said, can we get Funchess on a really cheap contract and still be able to afford bringing Clay Matthews back? I guess here's – and I've talked about this. I just talked about this with Gary as well. When it comes to Clay Matthews, what are you grabbing onto? Well, I mean, I just would like to know, is it just because of the name, because you saw him play here, because you feel he has a lot left in the tank, or because of what Clay Matthews was to the organization? He didn't play every game last year, did get a little bit nicked up, had a pretty solid season. When he's got beef around him, he can still get to the quarterback at times. But you tell me, for those that want to say, because I'm not paying Clay Matthews a ton of money to come back into Green Bay. And remember, he's not going to unseat on the outside Preston or Zadarius. He would be a backup to them, and you still have Rashad Gary, who's backup to Zadarius Smith. You still have Rashad Gary to bounce around. In addition to that, he would be more middle than he would outside, and is he okay with that? So there would be a lot of different parameters that would have to kind of take shape to see Clay Matthews, not to mention of very little money, to see Clay Matthews back in a Packers uniform. I mean, would it be great if he could come in and fortify the defense and give them additional depth, and then all of a sudden this team finds itself back in an NFC Championship game or back in a Super Bowl? Yes, of course it would be. But there's a lot of what-ifs for that to actually happen. And again, when I talk to people about this, and they say, well, what about Clay Matthews? He had 8.5 sacks last year. He had a pretty decent season. He was impressive, but he was also Clay Matthews at times when I did watch the Rams. There were times he was gangbusters, and there were other times where he was gone. He's very much the same. Didn't set the edge real hard. Guys got outside around him, and when they did, he always had the speed to track him down. He doesn't have that same speed anymore. That's why I'm saying, look, if you're going to play him, he's not an outside edge setter. He's a guy that's going to play up the gut. And which means he's going to have to fend off some offensive linemen and be able to do it pretty consistently, or drop back into coverage covering slot receivers. So, and I think he still has enough speed to cover, say, a big tight end. He's got enough tenacity. I don't think he's got enough speed to cover a slot receiver, a true receiver that's got a 4.5, 4.4 speed. I just don't think he has that. As a matter of fact, I know he doesn't have that. Just after watching him play with little I did last year before he ended up getting nicked up and pretty much moving around. So anyway, just Funchess looks to be signing with the Packers. This would be the Packers' third offseason move. And when you look at the Packers picking up Funchess, picking up Wagner, picking up Kirksey, and still having to try to sign some of their own, letting a guy like Blake Martinez, Brian Bulaga go, Kyler Fackrell go, is this team better the way they sit today than they were at the end of the season this past season? Is this team better? 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. Want to hear from you. Final segment of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the program, the Bill Michaels Show on the air. We are glad you are hanging out with us today. Final segment of the Bill Michaels Show coming up tomorrow. Tomorrow's a special day. Tomorrow was supposed to be opening day. And I know a lot of us are really, really jonesing right now for baseball. And I get it. Because we just kind of want to return to normalcy. But we've got our reality that for at least the next month is going to be this. What we're staring at right now. Whatever it is you're doing right now. Most likely this is what you're going to be doing in 4 weeks from now. So it is. It's not easy, but tomorrow we are going to do baseball as if tomorrow is opening day. We're going to talk a lot of Brewers. Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show, is going to be here. We'll chat with him. So Tim's going to join us. Plus tomorrow we're going to talk with Ron Coomer. He's the Cubs color analyst, and Coom Dog and I had a chance to sit down and chat a little bit down in spring training, and had a great dinner at the Score House, 670 The Score, our flagship station, or I should say our sister station to our flagship station out of Milwaukee. They're down in Chicago. And Ron Coomer, just to listen to him tell stories and hold court was fantastic. And then also a lot of our conversations with David Stearns, Craig Counsell, Ryan Braun, all the conversations we had, you're going to hear those interviews tomorrow again as well, just to make you feel a little closer to baseball and to warmth and to a sense of normalcy. But I even thought, you know what, if I had a line, I'd go down to Miller Park and just sit in the parking lot and do the radio show down there just to do it.
I think, you know, people, and this was suggested by fellow colleague Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, but I think people should have their own tailgates tomorrow in their driveways. You know, again, you can still practice social distancing, but just go on your driveway and cook out. I mean, why not? If you're cooped up in the house, might as well try and get out and do some of that. Now, I know the weather might be a little dicey tomorrow, but if you're able to find a way to do your own little tailgate with your family, do that. I mean, why not?
Yep, I completely agree. That's one of the reasons that today I'm going to get a chance to hopefully run out of here and grab something to throw in the Traeger grill. I'm going to bust out the Traeger grill tomorrow. So just to do a little tailgating. Well, I mean, you know what? If it even comes down to it, I'll just do brats. I'm good with that too. I'm good with throwing some brats on the grill and just doing that. But I'm gonna do a little tailgate tomorrow, I think. I might throw a tailgate together, a few beverages, whatever. And it's funny because the new truck that I got from Van Horn has an AC plug in it, has a regular plug in it. So you start it up, you let it run. I mean, I could do the show really from the parking lot if I wanted to. So, and I thought about that. I thought about possibly doing that. So who knows? Whatever happens tomorrow, maybe it's from a location unknown. We shall see. But if not, I'll be right here at the homestead hanging out with the dogs and hoping my buddy Mickey is feeling a little bit better tomorrow. I'm going to run to the vet as soon as I get off the air today. He's not doing well, so we'll find out later on today for tomorrow. But, yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to that. In the meantime, we've also got a lot of reaction over on the Facebook fan page, and you can find a lot of stuff that we talk about in the interviews and such over there. But Tony Evers closed the golf courses across Wisconsin with the safe-at-home order. But you can make a very strong case that, you know, come on, if you're a golfer, you can do this pretty much self-quarantining. You know, you get to the golf course, you take your clubs, you get in the cart, and you're off. You know, I mean, and if you're playing with just you and another guy or you and another girl, you take separate carts, you're off. You're moving around. You stay out of this 6-foot radius, and golf is the one sport where it's not you against somebody else. It's you against the course. So there's a lot of reaction over there. Colin says it's ridiculous. Golf can be played with zero common touch points with only minor changes with which courses are willing to make. So there is actually a petition out there right now. And you can Colin, who responded over on the Facebook fan page to our question over there, there is a change.org through Google petition to try to get to the governor to at least open up the golf courses in warmer weather.
I signed it.
Did you? Okay.
Yep.
I figured you would. I figured you probably saw it, but yeah. Jeff says, yeah, I'm very upset. How does this make sense to close golf courses and encourage people to go to state parks by waiving the fees? Yes, with the proper precautions, we should be able to play golf. That is Ben. in today's day and age, with the times are what they are, I'm not in favor of it, nor am I against it. I don't understand why you would close. This is from Mark, who says, I don't understand why you would close a golf course, but let's take pressure off of the medical system if we can. But I would assume that's going to be one of the first things that the governor would allow us to do again would be to play golf. This is another one from Josie, who said, couldn't agree more. Walk one to a cart. Keep your distance. It's really easy. This is ridiculous. Nathan says, unbelievably dumb. You're going to let people go to Walmart with 300 other people indoors and work with a ton of others, but you can't go outside and golf. That's ridiculous. This one's from Jason, who said, as long as the clubhouse keeps everyone out in their proper distance when paying and checking in, then it shouldn't be an issue. I don't understand why this is something that the governor felt the need to close down. My guess, and I've said this before, my guess is because they're not going to require state employees to man the county courses and state rangers and such to go and man county courses, and therefore they just closed them all.
Yeah, but not all courses are run by the state of Wisconsin.
Now, that's my guess, but I don't understand why you would then close all courses and not just the county courses. If you don't want to, you know, pay the state employees or county employees, that's fine. I mean, I don't agree with it, but I understand that governmentally you can do that. But to close down all of them, including private courses, that I don't get. We can talk more about this tomorrow, but tomorrow is opening day, kind of. So we're going to talk a lot of baseball tomorrow. My thanks to everybody on the program today. We had a blast. Mick Mixon, the voice of the Carolina Panthers. Wade Phillips, longtime NFL coach and co-author of the new book called Son of Bum. Go out and grab that. And also John McClain of the Houston Chronicle. Gary Ellerson, the former Packer and Badger running back. We had a great day today. We'll be back at it again tomorrow. Really, really, really looking forward to it. Coom Dog, Ron Coomer from the Chicago Cubs broadcast booth going to join us tomorrow to talk a little baseball. Time for us to go. Have a good one. See you.
Stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.